I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. A new report from the American Cancer Society says Alabama is doing well to help its residents suffering from pain. The report looks at how policies affect whether people such as cancer patients can access the pain medications they need. Alabama scored a perfect A for the first time. David Woodmansee with the ACS says it's all about striking a balance.
We're certainly not advocating any sort of abuse or diversion. That's the last thing we want. But what we want is a continued balance so that people that legally, lawfully, legitimately need these medications can access them when they do.
Surrounding states had more modest success. Mississippi went from a C-plus to a B in the latest report. Florida scored a consistent B. Tennessee has been a consistent C, but Georgia also got an A. The city of Birmingham gets its audition today before the Democratic National Committee. The DNC is looking for a city to host its 2016 National Convention. Birmingham is in the running along with New York, Philadelphia, Phoenix, as well as Columbus, Ohio. Nancy Worley is chair of the Alabama Democratic Party. She says this opportunity would not only be positive for Democrats, but the city as a whole.
I think that having a national convention in the area would certainly be an economic boost, and it would cause people to look favorably at the Democratic Party. I think it would be very positive all the way around.
Members of the DNC committee will visit the city today to see how Birmingham would handle the convention. A winning city may not be announced until next year. Alabama State University in Montgomery has been chosen for an interpretive center along the Selma to Montgomery National Voting Rights Trail. The National Park Service and the university president signed a memorandum of understanding today for the interpretive center, which will be built in the run-up to Alabama's 50th anniversary of the 1965 march. The other interpretive centers are open in Selma and Whitehall. And authorities say thousands of emergency kits purchased with $660,000 in federal money for Alabama-based community health centers sat in storage long after they were supposed to have been distributed to the needy. Federal inspectors say they found that kit still in storage, but it's unclear why they were never distributed. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
The rest of our Monday evening, Monday night, includes a partly cloudy sky. Will be mild and muggy tonight. Overnight temperatures near 70. For Tuesday, scattered storms will become possible. Not going to rain all day. Some areas won't get a drop. Risk of rain 50%. As for a Wednesday, many of us will be rain-free and hot. High temperatures in the low 90s on Wednesday. Thursday, another decent chance for scattered storms. But again, it doesn't rain all day. Some will stay dry. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.